This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Creekside Soils. The last official frost dates for Zones 3 and 4 is about May 15th, while Zones 5 and 6 are looking at about April 15th. As I talked about on Tuesday, you can plant some cold season crops in workable soil now, but you can also get your tomatoes and peppers started indoors. These warm season veggies are some of the last to be planted in the garden. For Zone 4, typically you plant them outdoors near the end of May. You can loosely figure about a week or so on either side of a climate zone. However, the best barometer is soil temperature. Your soil should be 60 to 70 degrees to plant tomatoes and peppers. You can pick up a thermometer for about $5 to $7 at your local nursery. For seed starting, peat pods are my choice due to their ease of use. When I had the space, I put them in a shallow tray and used a heating mat to keep a nice steady temp of around 70 degrees. Once the seeds sprout, give tomato and pepper plants 16 hours of light with a shop light. There's no need for fancy grow lights in the seed starting stage. Keep the light about 6 inches from the top of the plants. I've used a pulley system. Also, let a fan gently blow across the seedlings for about an hour a day to strengthen their stems. I'll have more info on my website, gardenbite.com. Think about what type of tomatoes you want. There are Romas, slicers, cherries, and grape varieties. It depends on what you'll be using them for. Peppers are another matter. Do you want bell, hot banana, Italian? I have some new disease-resistant varieties on gardenbite.com. Backed by popular demand, Creekside Soils Wonder Blend Supreme Gardener's Mix. This 100% composted manure blend is ready to use and perfect for your vegetables, annuals, and perennials. With a neutral pH and a slow-release fertilizer, all you do is add water. Supreme Gardener's Mix from Creekside Soils. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.